Blog Talk Radio.
You were listening to Divas by Design with your host, Just Dazzling. Each week, Dazzling brings you guests, interviews, and topics to motivate, uplift, and empower all people. With ministry as a foundation and the love of people as a motivation, Dazzling is honored to bring this show to you. And now, it's time for today's episode of Divas by Design.
Right here from Dayton, Ohio. I'm so excited. I have been waiting for a moment such as this, and I just don't know what to do with myself. I really don't. I am so excited about Miss Tanya Baker and being able to have this time with her. So I tell you what, before we just jump right into our calls and get our special guests on the line tonight, you know, we always have to start Divas by Design with a word from God. And I am coming out of Matthew chapter 5, and I'm at verse 13. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, put on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Thank you, Lord. I'm so, so very excited. And we're just going to get it on. I'm so excited about what she is doing. Hi, caller. Is this Miss Baker?
If you're talking to me, this is Miss Baker.
Hey. I think I'm very excited just on that by itself. Welcome to
Divas
by Design. Yo, girl. They just don't know we've been trying
here.
Yes, I'm so excited. We've been trying to get this thing together, y'all. Y'all just don't know. I've been sweating bullets for the last couple months. She's so busy and doing her thing, and I'm like, "Is we gonna do it now? We're gonna do it now." I am, and the divas are just hyped just to even know that you're here with us tonight on this special edition, just for you, girl, just for you. So I am so excited, You have so many things going on. I mean, it's just I'm so excited. Where are we even supposed to start tonight?
Well, we can jump right in wherever you want to jump in, so it's all good.
I tell you, for those that are just not familiar, if you're not familiar yet, by the time we're done with this here conversation tonight, y'all need to be running out, getting books, downloading music. I'm going to tell you, I'm not just tooting the horn because she's the homegirl. I'm not tooting the horn, but I'm going to beep on that too. Because, you know, they ain't got it going on while they're trying to knock us off the mat, but it's okay. It's all good. We got some good stuff right here in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah. We're proud of where we're from. We're proud of where. Some good stuff, right?
Today. And they be trying to act like they don't want to know. But that's all right. That's all right. God knows what's up. He knows what he's doing out in Dayton, Ohio. But all that time in California, they'd be like, "You mean Idaho?" I'm like, "No, we ain't saying nothing about no Idaho. We don't do nothing to eat them, okay?" That's all I'm saying. So, Miss Tanya Baker, oh my God, I'm telling you guys, it's like being on the red carpet somewhere, being starstruck. I'm just going to put it out there.
No, you're way too kind. Way too kind. The pleasure is mine. Trust me.
It is what it is. Let's just get on in it. Let me just start. I guess take us back a little bit. How did you even know the anointing that you have? Just the call that you have.
You know, I if I can just be really honest with you, and I say it all the time, I literally just walked into what I into this. God led me this way. It wasn't a dream or an aspiration of mine. It was not even a goal or vision that I had. Now, once I started walking in it, then, you know, God began to put that in me. But, you know, to the dream, develop vision. However, being a gospel recording artist, you know, any type of recording artist really was not my plan. So, you know, when the word of God is real to me, and it and when he said that he would order our steps, that's literally what he's done. Now, I've been singing all my life. I've been singing since a child, and, you know, I come from a very musical family, so it was go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, yes, you do.
Yeah. Uh-oh, you know something about us. Well, hold on, what happened?
We know what I'm saying now. I know at least two of the singing sisters for sure that's jumping off in that plan, but we don't leave that alone.
Yeah. So, you know, on both sides of my family, you know, my father came up in West Virginia. However, you know, his family, my father comes from a very large family. And so my grandfather was a quartet singer. So they sang quartet, my dad, my uncles, and my grandfather. And, you know, my mom's side of the family, they sing as well. I mean, she comes from a fairly large family as well, and 9 siblings, and they all sang, and, you know, the girls and the boys. And I even have an uncle who is in a group to this very day. I don't know if anybody is familiar with the group Touch in our area. If you're from our area, our region, you know about Touch. But most recently they were on NBC's In Case And the Winner Is, and they were finalists in that. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, just a rich musical heritage in my family. So, you know, we've been singing since I remember. So many of my memories of my childhood have been centered around singing. You know, wake up in the morning, the radio would come on, or my mom would wake us up, and she's singing in the kitchen, cooking or cleaning or whatever. My dad sang, and, you know, so I thought, until I got to high school, I thought everybody could sing. It was nothing strange to me. And I just thought everybody could sing. So, you know, I've been doing that all my life. But when I came to the Lord, of course, you know, you just use your gifts and talents in the service of the Lord. Whatever it is he's gifted you to do, you just use it in his service and to bring glory to him. And I guess the songwriting gift was developed because I would just write songs, not thinking that anybody in particular would care about them. I just wrote songs. And as we would sing songs, you know, we had developed the praise team. We were, you know, pretty early in the praise team dynamic at the church that I was fellowshipping at. And so it was relatively new in this area, so a lot of people didn't have praise teams, but our minister of music allowed us to write some of our own songs, and we sang them on Sundays. And so people begin to ask, whose song is that? Where can we find that? And, you know, either Sharon or Stephanie or myself would have written some of those songs. And so that's really where that began to develop and to take off. And I had other friends who were involved in music, and they would ask me to come in and record this or that and the other, and I would do that, and then things really just started taking off. And that's really how my steps were ordered in this direction. So I had no, you know, vision board, and I didn't map it out. You know what I mean? It's just literally how God ordered my steps.
And that you even put it in that terminology, ordered steps. I was just having a conversation, actually twice today. I had the same conversation. So this is 3 times. So I thank you, God, for that trinity on this thing. But because he knew we would have us talk about. But when you talk about them ordered steps, You know, I don't think there's anybody out there doing, if you really, truly are walking in the ordered divine steps, then if anybody asks you what you plan on doing, if the answer is always going to be no. This is just not what I plan. You know, coming into the radio, when I got the radio show, that was from a complete stranger that called me out of nowhere and said, this is what God told me to do. And you know how we do? I'm like, okay, this is a psycho lady right here. I don't know what she's talking about, you know. So I don't get it. And then to be, you know, about 5 years now after the fact, you know, God called me to the pulpit, and now that I'm teaching to fill my cup, and all these things, the radio show is still doing this thing, and that's a divine order. That's a divine order. So even though you encompassed around your music and the art of music all your life, that, you know, that was just the second beat. Once you said, okay, I'll just, you know, God presented some things to you, and you're like, okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that. But that's probably thing, you know, that you're going to be, you know, one of the gospel greats. What's up with that? I mean, that's just God all day.
Well, you are very kind, honey, and I'm going to receive that now. You said gospel grace. But, you know, it's just amazing how when you're yielded, you know, when you're yielded, when you're open to say, hey, Father, use me however you want to use me. I'm good with it. He can take something and do something with it. You know what I mean? I don't have a claim to fame. All I do, I just love God, you know, I'm thankful that he would even choose to use me. I'm just keep it all the way real. I'm thankful he would even choose to use me. And as long as he gives me breath, as long as he gives me life and ability, I'll do whatever it is he wants me to do for his glory. And, you know, I don't discredit anybody that has a different testimony or another way. If God took them a different path, he can do whatsoever he will with whomever he will, you know. He just needs a vessel. All he needs is a yes. And so if we give him a yes, and he has my yes, so if we give him a yes, he can take that and do something with it. You know, whatever anybody else thinks of it is what they think of it. But he can do something with it, as long as we surrender to him, and he can take these lives and make something grand and glorious out of it, something that we can't even imagine. So I'm just thankful again to be used.
Jesus. And I tell you, I'm sure, you know, you feel the same way. I can imagine that first time when he, you know, exalted you nationally and put you out there. And you're like, whoa, wait a second. Think about it. Or they call you and ask, can you come to do thus and such? And you're like, sure. And then you get there and it's like, okay, this is like reality. You know, in the back room with the hairbrushes anymore, you know. I'm gonna shout out to them sisters too and say, hey.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm. You know, those are some of my memories I have growing up. You know, with my cousins and my sister. You know, I have one natural sister, but you know, several sisters in the Lord and several sisters in ministry, but. You know, that's just what we did. We did it not thinking, not planning, not, you know, mapping anything out. We just did what we did to the glory of God. And when I got recognized for doing it, it's of course humbling, but it amazed me because I'm thinking, really? You know?
Right.
I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine it. Yeah, me. And the thing that really blows my mind and lets me know that it's just all God. People were hearing about me or my music, and I didn't know. So you just never know what God is up to behind the scenes. You know, you never know. Who will be touched, who will be blessed, who will be encouraged by what you do. And so I want to say that even right now to someone who, you know, you just may not be certain exactly if this is what God wants you to do. Just keep serving faithfully. Serve faithfully where you're planted. You know, we have so many, we're in a day and time now where everybody wants, I don't want to say everybody, but where people oftentimes are chasing something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's, and I don't want to discredit that. It could be, it could definitely be the path that God has chosen for them. So I don't want to discredit it or belittle it. So please don't take it in that way. But, you know, many of us are chasing whatever it is and not quite sure if this is what God wants you to do. Faithfully serve. If he has you someplace, serve faithfully and then let him reward you openly. He can do that. You know, I had, like I said, I had no plans, no big desires for it. However, a song that I wrote, a friend of mine, a very, very dear friend and brother, Joel Buckner, called me and said, hey, you know, we go to these conferences and things like that all the time. And he heard that someone was interested in music for, they wanted independent artists, so artists who were not signed to a label, to submit material for a recording that they were doing at Teresa Hairston's Gospel Heritage Conference. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, hey, I'll send something in, no big deal. Because I was just doing what I do. I served at my church anyway. So I sent it in, and long story made short, one of the songs were selected. And that was my first opportunity for national recognition. And it was not my plan nor my design. And so that's why I say to people, faithfully serve, grow where you're planted, you know, because you never know what God has in store for you as you serve, because it's not about being grand. It's about service.
Yes.
It's about service for the kingdom.
Yes.
So we serve at the pleasure of the king.
And I'm going to tell y'all out there now, if y'all just don't know, if you have not, let me rephrase this, if you've ever been in the presence of Tanya's voice, you already know what I'm talking about. If you ever, anybody out there has ever been in the presence of Tanya's voice, I'm talking, I mean, you know, it's like almost when you watch these cartoons and they want to depict the spirit of God, and they show this light just like shine down. Ain't nobody else in the room. Everything all fade to black, and you don't even see Tanya the person. You just see Tanya this angelic voice. You're seen as the. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's so. And I know how it is, and let me tell my listeners as well, I'm very good friends with Tanya, and she has always been a small spirit with a big voice. And that's the easiest way to put it. It's just, she just has this loving spirit, but this voice, when she goes to sing, I mean, you can see her, hey, how you doing? And then the mic, you know, and it's like, okay, really, Jesus, that's what you're doing. That's what you're going to do. You just don't just want to punch me like that. That's what you're going to do. And then she'll sing a couple of times talking about, thank you, good night. You'll be like, oh, please. Oh, please. It ain't over. I need you to go back. Go on. Don't get the plan. And I think that's wonderful when, you know, because just people, as we are in our flesh anyway, you know, even though we may have an idea just from the compliments that others give us, and we know we're doing what we do well because we have the heart for what we're doing with God, so we know that part of it, but you really can't embrace sometimes that compliment. Like, are you serious? You really got all that? I mean, even like, you know, I can come out the pulpit and somebody, or teaching a class, oh, you know, Ramadan, I got this, this, and that, and I'm like, don't say that. You got, oh, really? You said all that? I mean, that's what you got? Okay, well, I mean, she got. That's what I need to see. Right. You know. So I totally get it. I totally get it. And I'm telling y'all out there, deep and zen, if you have not gone to Amazon, gone to iCloud, whatever you need to do, go to the library if you need to, and get the music collection of Tanya's and take it with you. Take it with you, because my favorite now is Business Is Mine. And it's because I was going through such a dark place. Such a dark place. And I felt like I needed, and this is my flesh talking, I felt like I was in, I knew I was in a spiritual battle. That was just not a given. I already knew that. I was feeling like I needed to fight for myself. You know, you get in sometimes thickness where you feel like you have to explain it out. I got to explain. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the reason. This is going. I'm doing this. Or I'm acting like this. Or I'm over here because of this, this, this. And God's like, sit down and don't say nothing else. And I came in the house year before last, and from New Year's Eve, because you had performed over at Omega Black, the Omega Black Church.
The Omega. Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to tell you, I came home after that New Year's, that Watch Night service, and put this song on. And it was over. And that was the first time that I had heard it, but I'm going to say that's the first time it went into my spirit.
Yeah.
And it helped quiet that fight. Yeah, we just quiet the fight. And I mean, and I'm like, oh my God, my hair is standing up on my legs. And it's probably like all pinky toes, because it was like, this is it. You know, this is it right here. This is the one. This is the one. Your live album, I'll take that all day. I'll take it all day. I'll take any one because I just love the way. And I have, I think, a part of my gifting is that I find myself intertwined with those that have the anointing of song. Because you got some singers, but they don't have anointing song. And so once I hear that voice, it's over. I don't even need to preach one amen pastor to play tonight. You know, and that's just where it's at. If you and Stephanie get to going, it's a wrap. And where I was, I think you guys were singing, Stephanie, y'all were singing down at the convention center, and I just happened to come to that event out the blue. Well, why didn't y'all call and tell me I needed to take not wear no makeup and all that, because it was going to be like that.
It was a men's, I think it was a men's conference that they had down there. And we weren't even scheduled to do anything. That's one of them ones where you just want to go and stay in the back, because the pastor called us up and said, hey, I need y'all to come up here and do something. But, you're very kind.
Oh, my God, I walked away from y'all. I told Stephanie, I said, see, y'all done messed up my eyelashes. That's not cool. See, that kind of don't have my lashes. Falling off, because y'all, you and Tanya here playing. That's what you're doing. That's what's not cool. I'm going to tell you, if you're out there, Divas, give us a call. Let's holler at Tanya Baker tonight, 347-426-3058. This is your girl, Just Dazzling. You're listening to Divas by Design Radio, and it looks like we already have a caller. I tell you, hi. Welcome to Divas by Design. You are on the air, 859.
Hello. How are you doing, Miss Tanya?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
Great. Thank you. I actually am in my master's program. I graduated from Wright State University with a bachelor's in science in music and art education, and I am a teacher in the Springboro Warren County District. And
Congratulations. Thank you.
And I just wanted to ask you, did you feel like your education in a high school and undergrad and middle school and elementary school, did you feel like your education was imperative to the trainings that you had in your upbringing to get you to where you needed to be today?
Well, I will be very honest with you. I don't know, because it was simply my environment. I am not a college graduate. However, I do believe that education is critical. And I was having this conversation today. I was honored to be a part of the, I don't know if you are familiar with the, he's actually an internationally known artist from our area, Willis Bing Davis.
Yeah,
he
yes,
has
ma'am.
An event today. There was an event today at the Schuster Center, the Performing Arts Center, where they honored many of our local artists here in the Dayton area. And we were having this discussion, and I shared with them how, as a musician, or them as artists, they were artists, the visual arts, you know, whether
yeah.
it be digital, painting, whatever format they utilize.
Right.
Was critical in the development of their gift. And so they were saying, how do you make that look so easy? And I say, no, it's not necessarily easy. It's educating ourselves how to utilize the gifts that we're given. As a vocalist, your instrument is your voice. So like a trumpet player, his instrument may be his trumpet. He has to take care of the trumpet. He can't just throw it around. He can't just lay it anywhere. He can't let it be open to the elements because it could be prone to rust or damage. You have to carry it in a certain case. You have to handle it in a certain way. And so as a vocal artist, we have to take care of, learn how to treat, learn how to manage, know how to handle as not to damage our instrument, which is our voice. So I say all that to say it's critical. Because I'm at a stage now where I've been doing this literally all my life, but I am still seeking education relative to a vocal coach or a vocal trainer as to prepare my voice, to preserve my voice, and to make sure that I'm handling my instrument or my gift in the proper way. So not having formal training in those younger years, I think could have possibly hindered me. However, I'm a studier. I'm a student of music itself.
Yeah.
So, you know, in studying music and studying other performers, I kind of self-educate. But I do think it's critical. It is critical.
Mm-hmm.
For those who want to do this, to educate themselves, to learn how to do it, how to take care of it, and do it properly, as to make certain that they can have their use of their gift for a prolonged amount of time, because we see so many people who damage their gifts or damage
yeah.
their voices because we don't take care of them, we don't do it properly. So I hope that was kind of to your point, but I definitely believe that education is necessary. And I think getting them younger is even more critical. So that education is necessary in the schools. I think it's critical in the school to help these young people, and it could help to hone their craft, their gift, so that they could possibly do it on a professional level.
That's awesome. I asked you that because being a music and an art teacher and a teacher just involved with the arts nowadays across America, our programs in the arts and humanities section piece in the school systems are getting cut. And I wanted to
mm-hmm.
know your perspective on what you felt like the education, if it was mm-hmm. imperative to you as a professional musician, that has been doing this for some years, because I've been, you know, involved in music since I was 3 years old. And our school systems are, when I graduated from high school in 2009, my class was the last class that actually had to take state testing that involved arts and humanities, whereas my younger brother, who graduated in 2013, didn't even have arts and humanities classes as a requirement to graduate anymore. So,
yeah.
Asking to see what your feelings and thoughts were on that.
I think, give me your name.
Tavia Chester.
Thank you. It's critical. From my perspective, it's critical because it's almost akin to when the community centers were taken out of many of the neighborhoods when we were growing up. I'm considerably older than you, Ms. Chester. I'm considerably older than you. So my experience is quite different from yours because it was a requirement for us from middle school
mm-hmm.
on up through high school.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have arts. It wasn't even optional. And so I think, and just like the community centers were taken out of our neighborhoods, which a lot of the children, that was a saving grace for them.
Mm-hmm,
that was like a haven for them. So just taking the arts out of our educational experience limits us, not only in the area of performing arts, but also of history. It's critical. You know, I sat in a room today with history at the Schuster Performing Arts Center. I was literally
mm-hmm.
sitting amongst history today. And we're robbing our children of that experience and in education in the arts when we diminish its
right.
we diminish its value. It's valuable.
Yes.
It's critical. And no, everybody may not be a musician or a professional artist. However, just the education alone is invaluable.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I'm going to have to hook you and Ms. Tavia up, Tanya, because she also, and I do know her, she also is a violinist. Is what you do, Tavia?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. I am. I play actually 103 instruments. Graduating
Whoa.
From Wright State and with your undergrad, you had to be able to conduct yourself within a band room, within an orchestral room, and within a chorale room. And you had to be able, just in case if you were substituting or if you were going into any type of program, you had to be able to step into any position at that time. And this is coming from the educators that I had and myself. And I've played the violin since I was three. That is my main instrument of choice, but I also, my father being a musician, he taught me that, you know, not only did I need to learn my craft and perfect my craft, I also needed to be able mm-hmm. to extend my craft, because he graduated
mm-hmm.
from FAMU in Florida. Yes. And
yes.
my mother graduated from St. Aug in Raleigh, North Carolina. So
right.
both of my parents were extremely big on education, and with
yeah.
I didn't start to draw until I was about 14 years old. But with my music, my music has always been something for me to get my voice out. My younger brother was a percussionist, and his
mm-hmm.
music teacher, by his eighth grade year, had completely 110% turned him off of music, which was extremely sad for me as an older sibling coming from a family of musicians where my younger brother didn't want to play music anymore because his teacher at that point, she was the only teacher for 140 kids. She was the band, the orchestra, and the chorus teacher, and she was so burnt out because of the school system
yeah.
not being able to give her the teaching assistance that she needed
yeah.
because no one
yeah.
was interested in being an art or a music teacher anymore and becoming in the arts. So she was completely burnt out, which in fact turned him and almost 30 other students away from music, having him come to my high school not wanting to be in the marching band or not wanting to do music
yeah.
was very hurtful for me and very hurtful for my father. So, and I was also a mentor, a high school mentor to his middle school. So that is why I was asking how you felt about the arts and humanities system, because I'm with myself starting a petition to go around so that I can start talking to people and letting them know that the arts are dying in America. The arts are dying all over the world.
We certainly need to link up. We certainly need to link up. I will, you know, it's unfortunate that many of the decisions are made simply because of budget. It's unfortunate.
Yes.
And that's a harsh reality for so many areas and so many different focuses. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous that a nation so rich limits what they'll offer or extend to their youth, you know, simply based on a budget. So you know your passion. I want you, don't lose your passion. I can tell that you're not, but I'm going to pray even now that frustration will not set in for you, and that you'll be encouraged and strengthened, even more in your spirit and in your soul, because you understand the importance of it. So I'm asking the Father now that He will give you resources. Allow people who have a like spirit to link up with you. Allow people who have the same passion for the arts and the importance of the arts, that that you will be called together, that He will allow you all to align for the greater purpose of our young people. And I'm praying that now in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Oh, certainly.
Tell you about the divas. This is how we get down, y'all. Y'all already know what divas by design do. So it's so important for this vessel to be used exactly how God ordained it to be used. I mean, to bring people, like you said, like-minded people under the will of God to cross paths, to come into this intersection. Some people that you might not even know that you walk past in the grocery store. You know, and this is what it's God pulling everybody together and being able to be on one accord, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. I tell people all the time, people down here in this world, we can't get along in the world. I don't know what we're going to do when we have to be with each other all the time in heaven. Those is going.
Well, thankfully, we won't have these bodies in this flesh, so we won't have to deal with that. That's part of our problem.
You know what?
This flesh, honey.
Like, what they do with the cover charge, we're like, yeah, no. No, this is not that. Yeah, but I'm so excited for just everything that you have been doing. I tell you, it was so exciting even to see, you know how you see the first time you see kind of your hometown heroes really shine. And when I caught you on Bobby Jones Gospel, I was like, Tanya!
I heard.
And everybody like, oh, you do.
Not one eye.
You just ain't said nothing right there. So let me tell you, everybody, if you don't know, our girl has also crossed over into being a published author. That's what's up right there.
Wow.
Voice. How about that? One more voice God's given you. You know, you have, that's the thing about even that written word, just like with the Bible, you know, when it goes.
Yeah.
Nobody may have ever met none of the writers of the Bible, but that Bible keep on showing up, doesn't it? And that's the thing about that written word. We write it down. That's why I believe he told us that in his word, to write down the business, write it down. Because that's going to open you up to a whole different genre of fans, people that will find
It also brought another level of anxiety. I believe in being honest. I believe in being honest. It also opened up another level of anxiety. It's, you know, when you write something down, it's there.
Yeah.
You know, it is there.
Right.
And there's record of it. And so. You know, but you have to be accountable. I believe in being accountable. And just throwing something out there just to be doing it, I'm not that person. So I feel like, okay, Father, if this is what you want me to do, I'm cool with it. But he had to hit me on the head a few times, so I'll just be honest. And so I went on ahead, I relented and said okay. Right. And you know, it was a journey for me because, you know, and right, people think it may be easy. Oh, you write songs, but it's different because, you know, I don't profess to be a theologian.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I believe what he's given me and what he's gifted me, I believe in it. And I'm not impressed with Tanya. I say that all the time. I'm not impressed with Tanya. I know Tanya. I know her frailties. I know her issues and her challenges. But I know I have something to offer to God's people. And so that was that assignment. Though it took me a minute to relent because. Again, you know, it's just scrutiny, you know?
Right.
So right. I'm like, okay. Because especially when you're writing about something that is subjective, because everybody thinks worship is a slow song and praise is a fast song.
Right.
You know,
right.
And when that's not the truth, you know. So
right.
when you think about it, you know, and people have, and when the Lord did not give us a specific directive about it, then many people feel like it's just subjective. You know, it's all based on what you think and your perception.
Wow.
So the book titled Worship Beyond the Song.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, and because music can help us in our time of worship, in a time of adoration, a time where we want to set aside to glorify God, to call to get all people together to worship, because there were assemblies that were called together and they were always led by a song. You know, I wanted to basically play on that concept. We have to worship beyond the song because worship is not limited to a song.
Yeah.
It's not limited to a song. And so music can be involved in worship, but it's not the sum total of worship. Like if you didn't sing a song, you didn't worship. That's not true.
Right.
Because worship
right.
encompasses our lives. It encompasses what we present to God. It encompasses how we treat one another, how we love one another, how we honor, how we respect one another, because we're all linked together. We're connected. We're not isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So worship is how I deal with my children, how I serve in my church. This can all be a form of worship. So that was it took a minute. It took a minute for me, but I'm thankful that I did it because not only was it God showing me another facet, but it was also an opportunity to say, hey, listen, we got to get past our limited thinking in what worship is. You know, we can't limit it to a fast song, two fast songs and a slow song, and we worship today. That's definitely not it. So a dear friend of mine, Valerie Coleman, who you know.
Has her
author's symposium. And my pastor had been on me about it. He said, listen, daughter, you have something in your spirit that you have to get out. You know, God's going to help you. And then Val calls me and says, I was praying about who should be a part of this year's symposium, and she brought your face to me. I don't even know if you have a book. But yeah, but here's the thing. She said, I don't even know if you have a book. I said, what? She said, do you have a book? Are you working on a book? I said, oh, Lord, seriously? Are you going to start having people calling me now to tell me to do this?
Wow.
And that's really, I said, and it was like 80% done. But you know how you write something, you go back and you do it again and you revise it and you go back and do it again and you revise it again and you'll keep doing that until you get sick of yourself. You know what I mean? And so I said, you know what, I am going to go ahead and stop playing around with this. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Okay, I give in. And so last year at the Dayton Authors Symposium, I released Worship Beyond the Song. And I have been just blown away by what God has done to use this book to bless and encourage people.
Come on, won't he do it?
I've seen him do it before, but I'm still blown away.
Like, wow. I mean, really? You know, I know when I released Fill My Cup in 2010, I promise you, I tell even in the classes that I teach with it now, I tell them all the time, let me just not get this twisted for you. I need you to totally understand that the cuckoo for Cocoa Puff person I am told God. Now, because I think I can talk back to him because he is my daddy, even though he's going to punch me in the mouth when I do. I am going to say, okay, Lord, this is what you want me to do. Okay, but you're going to have to bring who you would need to get it because this is what's not in my plan. This is what you want me to do. I'm willing to go along with you, but I'm saying, and watch what you challenge your father on. Okay.
Right.
If that's how you want to do this, watch this. And, I mean, I pray right now to the moment because here we are in 2016 and fill my cup. It's still doing whatever it's supposed to do. And so when you do, like you said, relinquish and open those arms up and say, okay, I'm going to let you, you said you're driving, I'm just going to sit on the passenger side and keep it moving. You will be totally outdone with what he does. It's just like you said,
it's
all.
Yeah.
You know? And so
I'm like,
just obedient to what he told you to do. And because, again, And somebody told me this, and I'm going to share this with you, and that was, you know, all of the gifts that and the talents that God gives us, there are people needing that missing piece. We carry the missing piece to someone else's puzzle. And so if we don't follow obedience and share the puzzle piece, then there's always somebody out there walking away half complete. Their puzzle's not complete because they did not meet you at the appointed time to get what you have. I just thank God for anybody that got a little bit of sense to walk in some obedience, even if it's a little bit, when God tells you to move. Because it does impact it impacts people with in ways that you can never. Can never. I mean, I have people now can walk up to me in the frozen food section in Cubs or Kroger, and will just be, you sitting there looking at them like, do I know you? You know? And the first thing, how God confirms to me that it's attached to the ministry is they will, well, for me, so Cup is about grief and loss. So the first thing they'll say is, you know, I was in a class or I heard you preach or I read the book and my mom died or my baby died or my relationship died or my job was over and all these things instantly. You already know. Okay, God, I got it. You know, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, so I just praise God that you opened yourself up for the process. You opened yourself up for the process because there are going to be so many, Tanya, that's going to come along on your path that ain't even heard a song. They ain't never heard you sing before, but they read that book. Or they heard you speak of the book somewhere. And they won't even know why all of a sudden here I'm walking past the bookshelf and why is this book drawing me?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about?
Yeah.
Who is telling you about? But then get to reading and be like, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and that much more when it pushes them to listen to the music, hear the voice.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, voice girl, you got it. You got it.
Stop it.
It's
great.
All over.
Stop it, Greg.
Yeah. I am so excited.
Great.
And everything that's getting ready for this. Ooh, thank you, Lord. The branches of the tree. You know, and I'm trying not to put on that prophetic hat, girl, but it's just there. When God gives it to you, he just shows me you as a tree with many branches. And the great thing about the tree is as it continues to age, it just gets stronger and stronger.
Mm.
And it becomes unbendable, which is awesome. The branches and the leaves may bend and break. Some may wither, but something new comes back in its place. I'm so excited for what you've got. I'm so excited for what you've got. I surely do. And, girl, please keep on saying it. I'm going to tell you, like I said, if you're going to do anything else, look, I'm sitting here coughing. If you're going to do nothing else for yourself out there, my divas and my gents, do nothing else for yourself. Download, look her up, get her up, Facebook, whatever you got to do. Get the music, get the book,
Praise
God. You're told to be touched by an angel for sure because she does
Praise
have
God.
Voice, whether it's in the written
Praise
word
God.
Or whether you hear her vocally. She has a voice that has been
Praise
ordained
God.
And anointed by God himself. Tanya Baker, I tell you. I'm so glad that you took some time out of your schedule. I guess before
I'm thankful for the invitation.
Girl, I'm like, what? Yes. When? Yes. Absolutely. But I do want to ask you this before we go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you first, who was that one person that when you met them, you just went to mush? Like, this is just the off for you. Whoever that mentor, that guy that you had, who was that one person that as a kid or a teen, I wish I could meet or see, and then you had that moment and just went to mush.
You're going to say I'm crazy. I haven't had that.
Hmm.
I haven't.
See,
you know what?
Talking,
now, I do.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Already walking. When you already see yourself in the midst of the stars, girl, you don't see it just one more
But
time.
No. Here's the thing. I didn't have a lot of growing up. We listened to gospel music, but I didn't have a lot of gospel influences, put it that way. It was mostly choirs.
Okay.
Mostly choirs, you know what I mean? But yeah. I will say that one person, when I met them, I had the opportunity to open up for her when she came here and sang at the, and did a concert at the Phrase Pavilion. And I was as impressed with her personally as I was with her ministry, and that was CeCe Winans.
Girl.
I was as impressed with her as a person as I was with her ministry, because, I mean, I love CeCe Winans' ministry. I think she's just a woman of grace. She exhibits grace.
Yeah.
She exhibits kindness, just love. And when, and many times, you know, I'm not trying to put nobody on blast, however, many times gospel music, I've met people who, you know, you admire, you respect their ministry, but when you meet them, it's like, oh, for real? But her, it was absolutely not the case. She was one of the most gracious, sweet, just kind. She didn't make any difference between us and them. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get with people and they very they real suchy muchy. Yeah, real suchy muchy and you know, it's like we can't be in the room with them. We can't, you know, eat with them. It was just really, sometimes it's kind of heartbreaking. But with her, it was absolute, I was just impressed with her as a person.
And, wow.
And I've, you know, I've respected her gift and her ministry for years, but, you know, I was almost an adult by the time I heard of her and BB when they started performing on their own.
Right.
So yeah, she was, it was, to meet her was a blessing, because she was, yeah, she was just a sweet and pleasant live. But I didn't have a whole lot of gospel influences growing up, so we was on more, you know, R&B. So, I was just being truthful. We were definitely on Motown and all that. Now, I would love to meet Stevie Wonder. He's one of the greatest voices, I think. But I definitely haven't met him yet.
Amen. Amen. And it is
because I'll say yet.
Yes. I think it's all, everything your heart desires will come to pass.
Yeah.
It will.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Christ's desire will come. I promise you, this is just being just, you know, I don't have a problem saying, you know, I'm just fan struck. I am. I just think it is awesome when anybody.
You are so kind.
Hey, you already know me. I mean, I try my best to be the way I am whenever you see me. I'm just that way. And I believe that when anybody is living and walking in their authentic self, their authentic self, you can't help but the God in you shine through. You can't help it. And whether you want it to or not, even on your bad days, I was telling some friends of mine today, they had me out looking straight crazy. Didn't want nobody to see me nowhere here. For them day, and walk right into one of the where can we see you anytime soon? We are rounding out the end of Divas by Design today. This has been a wonderful, wonderful blessing for me. I thank you so much, my friend, for stopping by and talking to us this evening. And just tell us where we can find you.
Well, you can check the website. We'll be having the website updated. That's TanyaBakerMinistries.com. And we'll keep everybody up to date on what's going on. But most of my ministry engagements coming up will be outside of the city. So just check TanyaBakerMinistries.com, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Psalmist Baker.
Amen. Well, y'all have heard it. This is your girl, Jeff Dazlin, Miss Tanya Baker, and I thank you. God bless you with many, 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 many things. Many things. Just shower all over you. And you guys have been listening to another episode of Divas by Design Radio. This is your girl, Just Dazzle, signing off, and we will see you again. God bless.
Love you, sis.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much. That was a good show, wasn't it?
I had to put myself on mute because I kept on sneezing.
And I kept coughing like a nut.
I could hear you cough. How many listeners do you have?
Hold on 1 second.
Power of the Lord. Fill this house. Don't you want it? Don't you need it? We need your power. We need your power. In order to do what you called to do, we need the power of the Lord. Because we get tired in our own strength. Oh, haven't you figured out your flesh is weak by now? We need the power of the Lord. Working on the inside of us, not just in the building, sometimes we only experience the power of God when we're in the building. But we need him on the
up here, but y'all know I ain't new. Y'all know I'll cry out in a minute. Come on, cry out. Oh, we need you. 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 Oh, we want you. Oh, we want you. Oh, we want you. Oh, we need you. Oh, we want you. Oh, we want you. Oh, we want you.
By Design with your host, Just Dazzlin. Each week, Dazzlin brings you guests, interviews, and topics to motivate, uplift, and empower all people. With ministry as a foundation and the love of people as a motivation, Dazzlin is honored to bring this show to you. And now, it's time for today's episode of Divas by Design.